good looking group of people up here. I don't have a prearranged way to do this, so maybe we'll start from left to right. We'll start with you, Gord. Gord from Saskatoon, I'll welcome you up. That worked?
Hello, my name is Gord. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. And my home group is the University Steps to Freedom group in Saskatoon. And I guess I'll share this too. Another group that I belong to is kind of special to me. We started a men's group about a year and a half ago now. And it's actually turned out strong. I think we would have about 15 people that would call themselves members, and we get in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 out to every meeting. And we introduce some technology. We even have people Skype in sometimes, a regular fellow from Winnipeg, as well as when we're traveling for vacations or business or whatever. And so it's turned out to be a pretty neat connection for us. When I read the theme, it struck me hard, made me feel uncomfortable. I didn't like it at all. You know, and I broke it into the two parts that I saw. You know, do I love me? You know, well, let's assess that. And what does as I am mean to me? And in program, as in life, this loving me has been a journey. Like most of us, I didn't come into program on a winning streak. It was probably the lowest point in my life. I was praying to God every day, but I was praying to die, praying to end my life. I saw no way out. To a great degree, I felt that I simply wasn't good enough. I wasn't able to meet expectations of those that I loved, those family members who were dear to me. Felt like I'd never been able to do that. You know, growing up in an alcoholic home with actually a lot of things sounded familiar. My alcoholic father and my controlling mother. And in my family, I'm the youngest of five kids, and everyone got done school, got out of the house. And it was just the pattern. I hung around a little bit longer. I went to university, and it just put me in that environment that much longer. It's interesting, Jean used the word denial when she left home. For me, I think it was just being naive. I had no idea that growing up in that environment had affected me the way it had. No matter how hard I tried in life, it just wasn't enough, it seemed, or I couldn't keep up any positives in my relationships. I developed an overblown sense of responsibility. I believed what I was told by those I loved, or was implied by them, and what I told myself repeatedly, which is probably the worst, that I was responsible for all the negative that was going on in my life and in my relationships, that I solely was responsible. So coming into program, I didn't love myself, and I didn't feel worthy of love from others either. I got into Al-Anon quite accidentally. My wife wanted me to make amends to her, and she said, isn't there something in AA about making amends? And I said, I don't know. I don't know anything about AA. And as I started reading the AA literature online, the big book, I thought, well, this is me, but how can this be me? I'm not an alcoholic. And so then I went over to the Al-Anon website, and that's when I started to understand the family disease. And got a glimpse of how I'd been affected. coming into program, it gave me a glimmer of hope. You know, before I had this idea of Al-Anon, I had no idea of how I was going to get out of the situation I was in. I didn't have any idea what lied ahead, but there was hope for the first time in a long time. Very early on, I got myself a sponsor, and he was a phenomenal guide to me, and a great sounding board with no ulterior motive. And it's funny, but it seemed like every family member I had wanted something out of me, but he didn't. All he was there to do was encourage me to work the program and to help me do that. About 2 months in, I went to my first Journey to Serenity Festival. And, you know, it was almost overwhelming. And I kept it together until the Saturday night when the final speaker was done, and I got out to my vehicle and I closed the car door and I started to cry. And I just sobbed, heavy, heavy, heavy sobs. And it was like, you know, that the tough shell had finally been cracked. I started working the steps with my sponsor and began to open up more. And it was all very raw for me and very honest. And it maybe was the first time that I was truly honest with myself and with my sponsor. You know, as I worked the steps that really stood out to me were as it comes back to this loving myself as being key, were steps 4 and 5 and 8 and 9. And the 3 A's, as you know, Gene had mentioned too, awareness, acceptance, and action, I think came out of these steps. 4 and 5, I saw my defects, but I also saw a few of my good qualities. Doing this with a sponsor helped to give me perspective. I didn't get lost in all the negatives. Didn't take me further down the rabbit hole. I started to see things more clearly and with balance, and realized that that I wasn't all bad as I had come to believe, and that there were things to work on. And through the process of 4 and 5, I also saw the root of my problem. You know, why I had struggled at times to, you know, try so hard to make things better and just have them always seem to wind up back worse like they were before. 8 and 9, I could see who I had harmed, truly harmed. Not get caught up in the imaginary harms that I thought I'd done, which came from feeling responsible for so much of my life, and the guilt that went with all of that. And then I could start to see how I could make amends. And through that process, I began to get some of that self-respect back, some self-esteem back, and just a general perspective on my life. And without realizing it, through working the steps, I had begun to love myself again. And it's not one of those where there was any aha moments. It's just one of those things that snuck up on me over time. You know, my sponsor was so important to provide some of that clarity, that understanding, and that unconditional love. And it helped me start to change expectations of myself, that I didn't need to be perfect, that I could simply do my best and let God take care of the rest. And that I am a good person. I may make mistakes, but at the heart of it, I am a good person. The as I am part, you know, I struggled with that because I've come to realize that who I am is not static. I'm learning and growing every day in program. About a year ago, I have 2 sons, and they're very, very far apart in age. And my oldest son has always struggled because he grew up with me before program and felt the brunt of that. And my youngest has spent a good chunk of time growing up with me in program, and my oldest sees the difference. And we were having a really important and good heart-to-heart conversation last summer. And he gave me just the, what, getting choked up, I didn't think I would. He gave me a wonderful, wonderful comment. He said, "Dad, you've changed so much, and I see you continuing to change." And I'm very, very grateful for that. It was totally unexpected that he would share that, but it really kept me invigorated to keep working this program because I was making that amend. I'll stop right there. I'm very grateful. Thank you.